Donald Trump Jr. blasts special counsel for refusing to prosecute impaired memory Biden. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 8, 2024. Donald Trump Jr. blasted special counsel Robert Hur following news that he will not prosecute President Joe Biden for his handling of classified documents, as the report deemed the 81-year-old a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. The report pointed to evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. But it also highlights Biden's deteriorating memory and concludes that he will not be prosecuted. Just so we're clear, folks, according to special counsel, this wasn't a setup at all but really objective special counsel Hur. Joe Biden's memory is significantly impaired, Don Jr. began. This was 8 years ago when he mishandled documents knowingly as a citizen, classified documents. That would be seriously illegal for anyone other than Democrat elites, okay. Trump gets to go to jail for like 700 years for, quote, mishandling his own government's documents that he had the full authority to declassify. He stated, questioning how it is possible that a man this confused, Biden, and mentally impaired can remain president. Joe Biden had none of that ability, but he's old and his memory is impaired. This is according to the special counsel, he exclaimed. So that's okay. That's why he doesn't have to obey the laws. What I wonder is, how is it possible for Joe Biden to be old and have an impaired memory and continue to be the president of the United States? The leader of the free world, the man who's supposed to have his finger on the nuclear button or who you call at 3 o'clock in the morning when really bad stuff happens. He asked, pointing out that you could not have those two things coexist simultaneously. He added. And yet, in the world of today's Democrats, that's exactly what you have. You have an old and cognitively impaired president. That's fine. But even 8 years ago, when he was probably less impaired, he was so impaired that he was not aware that he was actually breaking serious laws in handling and mishandling classified documents, leaving them around his Corvette and the garage that Hunter Biden had access to in the CCP-funded Penn Center where he had his offices where it was paid a lot of money to do nothing and never show up. You know, just your average day in Democrat-controlled America, folks. Get used to it if we don't push back, he added. Watch. Indeed, the damning report described Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, even noting that he could not remember when he was vice president or when his son Beau died. In his interview with our office, Mr. Biden's memory was worse. He did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. If it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. In 2009, am I still vice president? The report revealed. He did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died, the report added. Related, get it together, Joe. Biden appears confused during Veterans Day ceremony.